It's 6 to 7. Drug drivers are now being caught at a higher rate than drink drivers. New figures show 1 in 14 drivers subjected to a roadside drug test have tested positive. Compare that to alcohol, where it's 1 in every 310. The New South Wales One Nation MP Rod Roberts has uncovered the stats. He's a former detective sergeant. He's on the line. Rod Roberts, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Are you surprised?
I'm surprised, and more than surprised, Ben. I'm frightened and scared, actually, when you look at these statistics.
You say there's a glaring problem on our roads, and the greater problem is drug driving, not drink driving. Isn't it the case, though, that the drugs just stay in the system longer?
I don't necessarily think that's the case, Ben, but nevertheless, they are in the system. And what I've discovered from looking at these figures, the most concerning of it, the fact is that the highest positive testing rates is to the drug methamphetamine, or ICE as it's commonly known.
And as we know, when there are accidents on the road and people lose their lives, we often find that the driver has got some of these drugs in their system.
Oh, yeah. Ben, in the 2019 year, 25% of all fatalities involved a driver with drugs in their system.
Well, the system seems to be working if this number of people are being caught.
Oh, Ben, look, they're catching a few, but let's look at the testing rate. As you've said, 1 in 14 versus 1 in 310. I think the police need to better target the resources, because clearly drugs are the issue more so than alcohol.
We appreciate your time, and well done turning up the figures.
Good on you, Ben. Thanks very much.
Rod Roberts, a former detective sergeant and now One Nation MP in New South Wales. So drug drivers now being caught at a higher rate than drink drivers in the state of New South Wales.